Okay, ain't nobody fucking with the coalition.
And Mr. Kennedy.
Kennedy!
Mix it up, Kennedy. Kennedy.
TK and 10 boys.
We be the infamous, you heard of us.
And all these bad bitches, man, they wonder.
TK and 10 boys.
We be the infamous, you heard of us.
Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking clique.
Fucking bitches playing games every single day.
As I look around, they don't do it like my clique.
Fucking bitches playing games every single day.
And all these bad bitches, man, they wonder.
Coalition, coalition.
Oh, you're minor, we major.
Coalition, motherfucker, motherfucker.
Coalition, coalition.
Oh, you're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player.
This is the coalition.
Oh, coalition, motherfucker, we the best.
TheCoalition.com.
Hey, what's up, listeners? This is Rich over at TheCoalition.com. We're going to do a very quick react to discuss some of the news of the week. I'm here with Anthony Frazier.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Nice to be back on the Coalition talking about the game industry, my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, so we're just going to jump right into it. Of course, if you've been watching the news, you know the THQ officially dissolved this week, and it has several assets that were auctioned off. So if you want to just tell them very briefly, Anthony...
Yeah, well, we have an article written by Thomas on our site, and I'm just going to, you know, pull a lot of the information from there to be a little bit more accurate. But and it reads, the long, saddening saga that has been THQ is finally over. Today, the company's assets have been sold off, and soon it will be closed forever. This has been the sorry reality for the past month now. The only real question left was, who will be buying the company's games and developers? In a farewell statement, CEO Brian Farrell and President Jason Rubin have announced who has bought what and delivered a personal goodbye to the employees who work for them. In the auction, it has emerged that Sega has bought Relic, which makes the game Company of Heroes. Koch Media has purchased Volition, which makes the game Saints Row and Metro. Take-Two has agreed to buy the unannounced game Evolve. Crytek now has control over the Homefront series. And Ubisoft has bought THQ Montreal and the South Park game. The apparent prices paid for these assets are as follows. $500,000 for Homefront. $26 million for Relic. $2.5 million for THQ Montreal. $3.2 million for South Park, so Ubisoft really paid up. $11 million for Evolve, $22 million for Volition, and $5.8 million for Metro. The press release closes with, "Thank you all for your dedication and for sharing your talent with the THQ team. We wish you the best of luck and hope you will keep in touch." So, you know, to be honest with you, you know, just to, you know, to hear this news, it's always sad when someone loses their job, you know what I mean, in the game industry. And, you know, we're pretty much like analysts and pundits or whatever. We just, you know, we give our opinions on everything. You know, I just want to talk about a little bit the history of THQ. I always loved THQ games, and it's sad. You know, I think we all kind of seen it happening, and it's been, you know, slowly dying. And it's been having a slow death in the public, you know, but THQ over the years has been a great publisher, and it's sad to see him go, man. Been a pretty historic run. Been a good run, man. It was a good run.
Yes, it was a good run, but I'm sorry, but I have to interject. Yes, they are somewhat of a good company. But they made some horrible decisions, and that U-Draw decision, that was what killed this company. I know that they never really said publicly just how bad they were reeling from that, but obviously that's what it was. They obviously didn't do their research before deciding to bring that out. And it's unfortunate that there were several other franchises that now had to be auctioned off. Not to mention that there are still some franchises that are just straggling behind, like the Darksiders franchise doesn't have a buyer yet. Then, of course, you know, too many bad things at once. But what I would suggest, my question to you is, though, of the companies that were auctioned off, which ones do you think they got right and which ones do you think are, you know, going to be flops?
You know, I talked about the history, but, you know, I agree with you, you know. I think they could have avoided this and made some better decisions as far as the games go. But, you know, what game do you think led to, what game did they throw all their chips in with, you know? I think it was Homefront, but, I mean, what do you think?
Well, really, Homefront?
I mean, it was the latest one. Where they kind of threw all their chips in the ring with, you know. That goes to show you, THQ, you know, by the way, you know, for the fact that all these developers and all these different studios, you know, are getting bought off, you got to think about it. THQ has some pretty good stuff, man, when you think about that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, usually when a studio, when a publisher closes, everything goes, right?
This is true.
But in this case, people really wanted those franchises.
Well, to me, though, I mean, the biggest surprise was what happened with Volition, because Activision had an opportunity. I mean, here's the thing. Activision, all they focused on is making Call of Duty games. But at the end of the day, they once had the True Crime franchise, which is now the Sleeping Dogs franchise. So they could have easily came in and made an offer and purchased this, but they just want to stay generic, stay making Call of Duty games. So I guess that wasn't going to be an option.
What do you mean by that? You think they could have took it on Saints Row? You think that was something that would have fit really well with the Activision portfolio?
I think if they did take on Saints Row, then at least people could say, okay, now they're not known for just making Call of Duty games.
They could have put it, you know, now that I think about it, yeah, they could have really made Saints Row into a real competitor for GTA, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With the money that they have and with the distribution, you know, with the weight behind their distribution and their brand. It really could have took Saints Row to the next level. I mean, I don't know what the hell Koch Media.
Oh, well.
I mean, you know, what do we expect from Koch Media? I mean, I don't know nothing.
That's the makers of Dead Island, so, yeah.
I mean, but, yeah, right? You know, Dead Island is cool, but, you know. It's cool, but, you know what I mean?
Well. Only time will tell whether or not that was a wise decision. But even EA could have jumped into that, because I remember they wanted to buy Take-Two at one point.
Yeah, so they could have jumped in there and got that Saints Row. You're right.
That's right. But unfortunately, you know, I guess they also decided not to get involved, which mm-hmm. doesn't make any sense. But it is what it is now. I know a lot of people, I had wrote an article earlier this month where I was saying where some of the companies should go. A lot of people said EA absolutely don't need to touch any of these franchises, so they got their wish.
Yeah. So there's also news that we didn't mention was that THQ has also agreed to sell the WWE video game license to Take-Two Interactive. So I thought that was a really good look for Take-Two.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing about it is this. It all depends on if Yuke's are still going to be involved in making these games. Because I'll be very honest now, Yuke's, they are the main reason why these WWE games have been horrible over the last couple of years. Now, they're not horrible in the sense that they're absolutely horrible, but it's just that they have a lot of issues with them in general. And it's never really like a new game. It's the same game, the same graphics engine. There's nothing improved about any of these games. So, you know, but 2K's involvement could be very, very, very positive depending upon how they go about doing it. I
don't know. I don't know about that, man. I think that, you know, Take-Two has been looking for another franchise to exploit, like NBA 2K.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, they already have a team in place with 2K. And 2K makes, you know, that's not me, you know, taking a dump on the team or anything like that. I think the team does a wonderful job every year with 2K, despite what some people may think. But, you know, I think that, like I was saying, they're looking for these great annual expected releases, right? You know, there's not a lot of publishers who have that convenience to have a game with a well-known name that they can release every year, like Call of Duty, like a Madden, you know what I mean? So, you know, I think Take-Two was looking for a little bit more assets like that. And I think them taking on the WWE franchise is another door opener for them. But what I could say is I definitely think they are going to be using, because they already said, they put out a statement and said that the game is already in development. The next WWE game is already in development. So my thing is, for them to be moving so fast on the next game, I know you didn't put together a new team already.
That's
so
not good.
I definitely using the same team in this deal, because I don't understand how you can already be in development. The only thing that's going to change, I think, is just the way the game is marketed. That's it. I think the way the game is marketed will probably change. You know, I mean, why should Take-Two change anything? When you think about it, like, why? I mean, people are always buying this game, and they make these small updates every year. I mean, why? I mean, you know, it's going to have a new producer, right? That's about it, right?
Yeah, it'll have a new producer. I would just say this, though. There's a night and day difference between a 2K game and a THQ game in terms of the sports. Of course, NBA 2K is the top of the line. So I think that if you are saying that now 2K is behind making these wrestling games, and everyone is going to have a certain level of expectation because NBA 2K is so good. But I mean, we have to wait and see. Obviously, no. Now knowing that WWE 14 is already in development, I don't think that's good news necessarily either. But we'll have to see what happens with that.
I mean, you know, WWE makes a lot of money. You know, I think that these video games are part of their, that's a huge part of their merchandising strategy, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely is.
Yeah, so I mean, the show must go on. You know, why, you know, put this through development hell? Because that's exactly what it would go through. If they have to find new developers, you know, you risk big disappointments. You risk, I mean, everybody preaches change.
Yeah.
But they don't really want change. You know what I mean? Everybody preaches change. They don't really want it, because the moment something changed, people are gonna complain in massive droves, and nobody's gonna like it.
That's right.
So maybe they will change developers next year, but you know, I think for the upcoming game, maybe they won't. You know, but who knows? Nothing has been, you know, said yet. Let's talk about South Park. You know, the South Park game got purchased for $3.2 million. Ubisoft purchased that game.
Yep.
Was that a good move?
That was the second biggest purchase for in that list of purchases, in my opinion. I know the Sega buying the Relic was big. A lot of PC gamers loved that. But in my opinion, the South Park, yes, that's a game that everybody has been waiting for. They're looking forward to. So I would say, I think that they paid a pretty hefty penny, but once again, they can afford that because of how successful that Assassin's Creed franchise is. Even though Assassin's Creed 3 was pretty bad, they can afford that. Plus, of course, you know, also on our site, you know, as it has already been said, that the, you know, the guy who previously, the creator of the original Assassin's Creed games, is now back with THQ. It's the THQ Montreal acquisition for that game, 1666.
Yeah, that was big, man. THQ Montreal. So they pretty much brought the whole studio up there. And and you know, it just amazes me how big Ubisoft is in Canada now.
Oh yeah.
So Ubisoft has a huge Canadian presence. It's almost amazing how huge they have a presence over there now. So
that's a good thing. But I mean, we'll see how that turns out. But I definitely think the South Park pickup was good, because that was a game that everybody has been looking forward to. And you know, when it, whenever it does come out, it should be really. You know,
Ubisoft been big on that whole animation stuff too. So I think this is kind of right up there the alley a little bit. I mean, when I heard about that particular acquisition, I was like, wow, that's a pretty good fit. Because if THQ, I'm gonna be honest with you, if I was to close my eyes, I would cover the label and figure out who made this game. I would guess that it was probably a Ubisoft. I mean, it just seems like a Ubisoft title for some reason. You know, good for them. It was a good pickup. Ubisoft definitely needed something like this. They needed something that was going to appeal to a more mature audience.
Yeah, because they got just about every other audience on lock. They make the Rayman games, so they got them. They got the dance games.
They got a few other older audience games too. I mean, they've been doing pretty good in that area actually lately.
Yeah, no, they have Splinter Cell, Assassin's Creed, Watch Dogs is going to be great. wait, what do you say?
I don't know about Splinter Cell.
Well, what's wrong with Splinter Cell?
It's all right.
Oh, man. You got to explain that one.
who's publishing the, don't they publish the Rainbow Six franchise or no?
Oh, yeah, Rainbow Six. I don't know if that's coming out this year, but it is coming out. It's in development.
So they put that trailer out, man, and they just teased the hell out of us, man.
Yeah, they didn't even mention it at E3. No, nothing. So
yeah, that's crazy, right? And you know, that's the thing, man. I think that you know, the South Park game is a good addition. It's a good addition because it's not saying that they had a problem, but lately they ain't really been seen as a company, especially at E3, man. E3 performances to me personally have been really lackluster as far as Ubisoft goes. So I think that, you know, at least this year they got a game that's really coming out, that's made for the adult audience, and you know, to add on to the wins that they had recently. They've been having some good wins. I think Far Cry is published by them as well, right?
Oh yeah, so, Far Cry.
They had a great win with Far Cry, man. So to follow that up with something like, you know, a South Park game that's highly anticipated.
Yeah.
You know, let's talk about that. You know what I mean? The fact that it's highly anticipated, you know, so that means that their E3 conference should be pretty good this year.
Oh well. Yeah, the last year's show was, in my opinion, I thought that was better than, you know, some of the other conferences. But I will say this. Yes, the game could be very good, but they need to make sure they get those bugs under control. Because Assassin's Creed 3, the amount of bugs they had in that game, absolutely horrible. So they just got to make sure they get this stuff, you know, test out the game effectively from beginning to end, make sure everything works, and, you know, put it out there. I'm not saying they're going to fix everything, but just try not to make it a day one patch that's like a ridiculous amount of space that will take up on your hard drive.
Hey, you know, day one patches, that's the cheap way to build games now, man. Day one patches have been so great to the industry because now it allows people to beat deadlines. You know, they like, okay, well, the deadline is coming up. They'll still meet the deadline. They'll still publish a game. But there's still a little day one patch in there to help fix everything up. The bad part about it is the game has to be semi-functional anyway because, I mean, this is a whole different podcast anyway. But, you know, the game has to be semi-functional because there's a lot of people who aren't connected, right? So, you know.
Oh, you're right about that. Well, we'll see about that. To be determined.
So, what do you think, you know, out of all, you know, to end this off, man, you know, who do you think has the biggest win out of all the publishers? Who had the best acquisition and why?
Well, I believe that Sega had an excellent, they had a good acquisition. But if I have to say the best one, obviously the best franchise in that whole list is Saints Row. Even though I have no faith in the company that's actually going to publish the game now. But once again, you know, it's no doubt about it. That'll be the game that everybody will be looking forward to most. So they did pretty well with that. Yeah, they paid a lot of money to get it.
So, yeah.
But at the same time, it's going to make a lot of money.
You know, I'm real skeptical. I'm going to tell you mine, man. I'm real skeptical about the Volition acquisition.
Yeah.
I'm very afraid of that. For some reason, like Koch Media, I don't know how this game will be treated over there.
Well,
I'm very afraid for the Saints Row franchise, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, I mean, I think if they just let these guys do what they do, then they could be fine. But if they have a lot of input, they try to change up a lot of stuff. But that's when it's going to be an issue right there.
I don't know. I mean, that's what I said. It remains to be seen, but I'm very scared. To me, I think the best acquisition was probably the cheapest one.
What's that,
Homefront, man.
Oh, well, that makes sense because the same people who made that game, Crytek, they're working on, they're finishing up Crysis 3. They just finished Crysis 3 and they're publishing with EA, so...
And Homefront was a great game, storyline-wise. Had a great story. It was a great experience. So, you know, giving that game to the Crytek team, I think that's huge.
Oh, hey.
I think that's huge. I think that game will turn into a bigger game than most of the other acquisitions.
Hey, except, you know, it could.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, I think that's my favorite one. I can't wait to see what Crytek does with that franchise, to be honest with you.
Well, I'll definitely agree. That was the safest yeah. purchase of everything else.
It was. Yep.
But, you know, we'll see how everything turns out with that.
Now we can expect Homefront to be a monster. The next Homefront is going to be a monster.
Well, I don't know if I'll say that, but you know.
I'm going to say it. It's going to be a monster, man. You know, and we know at least it will have a decent PC version.
Well, yeah, it'll definitely have that.
You know, now we know that, you know what I mean? So, and I think that's a good look for Crytek anyway, because they was looking for, I think they, you know, they was looking for something to be on the console, look for another title to really have, you know, to own the console market a little bit better. And most gamers are familiar with that now on the console. So good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. All right. You know, and everybody already knows about WWE. So, you know, good for Take-Two, man. I don't know. That's another one I'm skeptical of. You know, I really don't know.
Hey, I would have preferred EA picking up that license, but I guess I know some people, such as my very good friend Mr. Kennedy, said WWE is not considered sports. So there you go. Now, let's see what happens now with 2K involved.
I mean, I wonder, has EA won anything lately? I mean, name some of the latest wins from EA.
Oh, man, let me see. All I can think of is fails. As far as the sports titles are concerned, but you know, FIFA is okay. Depend upon who you ask, because once again, Mr. Kennedy probably says no, it's not.
Well, I mean, like besides the sports games, you know, has EA been winning anything lately? I mean, I know for a fact that they've been doing real good in the casual digital games, mobile games arena. They've made some acquisitions in that field, if I'm not mistaken. But you know, I'm just talking about on the console front.
Well, here's the thing. EA has too much control over these companies. Like, they bought BioWare. They completely destroyed the Mass Effect franchise. I know a lot of people will disagree with that. And that's okay. If you disagree, leave a comment, and I will gladly respond to the comment later. But yes, they tore apart the Mass Effect 3. You know, they have multiplayer, so people like that. I wasn't a fan of that. There is big speculation they will do a terrible job on Dragon Age 3. I fully believe that. I mean, Not to mention Dead Space 3, and that's a game that's coming out very soon, like in another week and a half. Yeah. But I mean, they add things to games that don't necessarily need to be added to them. I know they added co-op into Dead Space 3, and you know, I still don't quite understand why they needed to do that, but I mean, it is what it is though. They'll still sell games, but my whole thing is this. EA has always said, and on, you know, their whole staff and their CEO has always said they want to own this industry. And that means owning every single piece of the pie. That's why I was surprised they didn't go after any of these games that were available.
Maybe they were though. You know, there's such thing as being outbid. You know, they, you know, when you look at Relic, right?
Yeah.
You look at Relic and you look at Volition and the prices they went for. It was probably most likely some kind of bidding war to push them up.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So you look at Relic, maybe EA was trying to get that. You look at Volition, maybe EA was trying to get that. Maybe they just felt like there was a certain amount of money they wouldn't go over. You know what I mean? Maybe EA said, well, you know, you can have it. $22 million, you can have it. You know, I think I'm gonna be honest with you. $22.3 million for Volition, I think EA should have got that.
That's the whole thing.
Activision could have put the money up for that.
But see, that's the whole thing. EA, clearly, they have the money to get. They could have gotten most of these, like more than one, but they just said no. That's okay. They hedge all their bets on Battlefield. Another Medal of Honor, I'm pretty sure, will be coming out, even because that last game was just after.
Well, yeah, just for that alone, I think EA wouldn't touch Homefront. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think EA would touch Homefront at all. I don't see them touching that. Activision? Don't see them touching Homefront. You know, Take-Two? Maybe. You know, I could see them touching Homefront. Maybe. I'm not really sure. But Ubisoft, I don't want them near a first person shooter at all, unless it's like Far Cry.
Oh man, this lack of faith in them. Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, man. I do have a lack of faith in Ubisoft. Really. You know, they call it back to me with Far Cry.
Hey, wait, hold on. Somebody just said something. What was that?
I said I believe Ubisoft puts out great content every year.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
They, you know what? Here's what I'll tell you. Ubisoft is the most consistent company out today. That's what I would say. They're mad consistent.
Well.
And they clearly are going after multiple markets like EA is. You know, so. I just don't like it being a part of that E3 conference. That's all right.
That's Edward V that has joined this call. So I know, Edward, if you need to say anything real quick about those acquisitions we already discussed.
I just gotta say, I'm just kind of sad for Darksiders, really.
Oh, you did hear that Platinum Games is interested in Darksiders, right?
If that's the case, I'd rather Darksiders die. Because Platinum Games is horrible.
Ain't they the guys who made the Nintendo exclusive that's supposed to be dropping?
Yeah, the Wonderful 101, I think it's called.
Why would they be interested in Darksiders?
Because they're like crazy Japanese developers. You know, they made Bayonetta and what's that other game where you Vanquish?
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I guess in some way I can see how they would influence Darksiders, because it's kind of, you know, I guess you could compare it in some way to Bayonetta. But yeah, that would just make it too crazy, all dumb shit.
Man, fucked up camera angles. Nah, I'm playing. Some Bayonetta shit. I remember Bayonetta when it first came out, it was hard for me to notice what was going on. Like, we played the demo, we was like, yo.
That demo, man.
Yeah, it's like my eyes. I can't see.
I was about to have a seizure in that bitch.
Yeah,
that was
hard. Yeah. That's it, man. Nothing. No other comment about South Park, Volition.
Yeah, I gotta say about Volition, that's kind of a weird home for them. I hope it works out, but you know, the Koch media, like, I gotta hit them with a smack. Like, who are these niggas?
That's what I would say. Like, yeah, you know, Rich pointed out that they were the one who published that island, but I was like, yeah, but, you know.
They're like the parent company of the people who made Dead Island.
Huh?
I said they're the parent company of the people who made Dead Island.
But published Dead Island, so.
Yeah, but it is, it's weird. Like, what? I never heard of these motherfuckers. Like, you have no presence at all. Like.
But maybe that's why they put up the money for it. Like, they feel like, yo, this could juice our company up.
I guess, But yeah, I mean, and WWE, I know they haven't really said anything, but the rumor is...
No, it's already official.
Yay? Who did y'all say? Rich, who'd you say they were better off with?
Kennedy put the word out that it was officially confirmed that Take-Two will be purchasing the WWE franchise.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how true that is. I haven't heard of it, so...
Oh, whoa. Oh, yeah, no, it's out there. It's, they was supposed to...
What's your comment on that, man?
Yeah, they're supposed to release details soon. They just didn't do it yet.
I'm not mad at that, actually. Like, it's either... I didn't actually, you know, when... The first thing that comes to mind is not 2K. It was EA, definitely. But, I'm not mad at this. I'm interested to see how it works. I mean... It's kind of weird that, you know, for one, 2K Sports isn't really 2K Sports. It's basically just NBA 2K.
Yep.
So, I'm kind of interested in how they do with wrestling, because, I mean, all of the other 2K Sports games, I can't even think of one outside of 2K.
Baseball game.
I mean, yeah, but that was dead for a while. Now they're bringing it back, and... Come on, let's be honest. Like,
that game doesn't matter anymore.
It wasn't dead. I don't think MLB was dead because it was a whack game. It was dead because nobody was buying them joints.
And you know what? The same thing will happen. Because why would people buy that when they could buy the show?
I think we're starting to see, like, you know, there's only one room for one type of sport game. I mean, besides soccer. You know, people love it. But yeah, I mean, it happened with the NFL. You know, now we have just one football game. Basketball, now we only have one basketball game. Baseball, I'm pretty sure that's going to happen soon. So, I don't know. But yeah, back to it. I don't know about WWE with 2K. We'll see about that. If anything, at least it'll be refreshing just to get, a new developer on that shit.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I don't know. I don't know that how that's working out, but.
It better be.
So what do you have to say about any other titles, like maybe Homefront, Relic, South Park?
The Relic one, you know, Sega buying Relic, I have no love for Relic just because I play those games. Just because I don't play those games. I'm kind of ignorant towards that developer. So I don't know how I feel about that. I think Sega should have bought something else, if you ask me. Because they paid a lot.
Sega could have copped. For that much, they could have copped. I think they should have copped Homefront, man.
They could have bought a lot of shit. Yeah, Homefront, which was only like 500K. But then again, you know, then you see the runners up for the people who wanted to buy Relic. And ZeniMax, you know, the parent company of Bethesda, they were putting up a shitload of money too. So maybe Relic is, you know, where the money's at. You know, they make PC games, so I don't know. Mm. As far as South Park, I don't know how much effect that even has. I mean, I think they're just publishing it, and you know, now Ubisoft is. I just want to know, when the fuck does this game come out? Because everyone is saying March 5th. But the last news that came out for this game was that it was delayed till fall. And everyone is still saying March 5th.
And hey, you know what? That sounds just like the idiots that said the Grand Theft Auto was coming out in March.
Yeah, but we know that's not true because there's actually no announcement for that. But for this one, there was an announcement that it was coming out March 5th. And then there was an announcement that it got delayed. But nowhere where you can buy games has changed that. It still says March 5th, so I'm trying to figure out what the fuck.
We'll see. They have to make an announcement soon, because gotta let people know what the deal is. We'll see.
Yeah, that's really all my thoughts on that. I don't think they're, you know. I was hoping to see some surprises, but we didn't really get.
Man, nobody cares about Metro, man.
Who did they? They went to Koch Media also, right?
For like $6 million.
I don't know if that means that's coming out. That's supposed to come out in March also. So maybe that's going to be delayed as well.
I think Metro should have cost $500,000. I think whoever the bidders were, they mixed up the games and they were like, home front, $500. And they fucked up. They were like, oh shit, we meant to buy this game. Because to be honest, just the idea of home front alone, I mean, it's not even that.
That's what I said. They Crytek is in it. They're going to turn that game into a beast, man. I'm like, yo, they got the most potential.
Yeah, that game has potential to be fucking triple A to me, because that, that idea is not new. Like, I'm a fucking sick, sadistic ass fucking person. I thought, man, how would war be in my neighborhood? And then this game brings that to life. And yeah, the first Homefront kind of wasn't all that great. It was short and everything. But just that idea alone, I think Crytek could do something with that shit. There's a lot of potential with that idea alone.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, they got the best bargain, man. They got the best bargain, hands down. So, all right, that's it, man. You know, I guess people could leave some comments and tell us what you guys think. You think what we said was far-fetched? Leave your own thoughts on the acquisition and everything like that. And, you know, let us know what you think. Peace.
Peace.
What's good, scientist? Talk to me, kid. How's life working? Keep your money up. Gear killer, murkin' niggas. I'm strong. Been through the mountains. I'm like Martin, one Spartan. I'm guaranteed to blow up. You start with me. My measurements is ordinance. Little bit flashy. Nah, I'm lying. I'm all cash man with glasses. Yeah, a flashy don't come through frontin' and shit. Light a whole big blunt of this shit. We sit around the table. Here goes. It's yours. Mine's his. Hers. What? This what it does. Just keep it in the family, all love. Let's put the plugs together and cake up, build up the buzz. I write for real niggas who down. Bring your hound with you, throw him a jewel with meat on it. Now did you analyze it like a 27 inch? Give me the wrench so we can throw niggas some hero on the Jaina Finch.
Yeah, yeah. Chef, what's the motherfucking signs, baby? ES the D. This nigga Gangsta Gibbs, aka Eastside Slim, aka Freddie Kane, man. Thugging in this motherfucker, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Nigga doing good this shit, nigga rapping and shit, you know what I'm saying? In the boots, wearing no sleeves and shit, nigga. Ain't really robbed no nigga. Still sell dope though, nigga. Yeah. Bitch, I'm from the ski mask schoolhouse. But life stay complicated, intoxicated, and goomed out. And niggas ain't graduating, but they can relate with that tube out. That 2 for 10, crack stems, needles, and spoons out. Ooh, I need some paper. Ooh, my fingers itching. Wish the Santa Claus would put a brick under my tree for Christmas. A new it for my bitch, and 2 choppers off in my stocking. Bacon soda, yola locking. You cop and drop a deposit. Sign my life right on the dotted line. Wrote it in blood, got my uncle wiping down my ties. Sold him a dub, niggas know I rap, but most of my day I rap with my plug. Oh, I see a platinum album, might see my day with the judge. Fuck it. When I die, tell my mama I'm in the mafia. Yeah. Ecuadorian chick about to scoop me up from LaGuardia. Yeah. Party, you wanna stop, but you can't give up the sport. Love the stove, Pyrex in the fort. Shout out to East New York, nigga.
Talk to me, big homie, what's the signs? You know what it is, nigga. We under that building heavy. All kind of motherfucking military shit on, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We organize nothing but realness. We put it down in a special way to make everybody comfortable. If you get out of line, he gonna see you. I ain't gonna talk to you. I'm just gonna write it out. You know what I'm saying? But all this is motherfucking real and not cosmetic. No little shit over here, nigga. We wear full-size shit. Full-size gear, full-size clothes. You know what I'm saying? We travel in a great way. And we out for the best. I shout every real nigga out there, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself, that's number one. You know what I'm saying? Cause these kind of lines right here, you might not hear no more. These is raw rhymes, these is raw lines. These is like Nigga, I'm a prophet. You already know, man.